Blackstone Audio presents Gone to Dust by Matt Goldman. This book is read by McLeod Andrews. From my father, Larry, who would have said, "It's just as good as Grisham, even if it's not." Chapter 1. Minneapolis had a brown Christmas. It happens, sometimes. Store owners complain about not selling sleds, skis, and shovels, but no one else seems to mind. We know what's coming. And just after midnight on January 4th, it did, falling wet and heavy. 18 inches on an earth frozen stiff by a clear, cold December. I decided to give myself a snow day and stayed under the comforter to dream in the gray light. But the dreams never came, or maybe they did and fizzled out unremembered. Then I woke at the crack of 8:55 to a buzzing nightstand accompanied by a medley of plows scraping streets, snow throwers whining under stress, and tires spinning themselves to nowhere. I answered my cell. Hello?
Shep, you available?
It was Ellegarde. Professionally or romantically?
Sheesh, Shep, this is serious. East side of Edina near Arden Park. We caught something.
He paused. I could tell he was shaken.
Something sick.
Ellegarde didn't swear or drink. He wasn't an alcoholic or Mormon or 12, so he had no excuse. What happened? I said.
Dang it, Shep, just get over here.
Anders, Ellegarde, and I attended the Minneapolis Police Academy together. A week after getting our badges, the mayor, fending off a Republican challenger, made a show of cutting costs.